I heard you talk about this, that it was very important to get off to a good start so that your teammates would have confidence in you.
Yeah, I think it always is. I mean, you know, you know from being around, you know, you always want to make a good impression with the fans, especially your teammates. They can have confidence in you, and the coaching staff can have confidence in you. And, you know, came out, I've only thrown four innings so far, but, you know, got a couple saves and win and stuff, and, you know, trying to keep the team on the winning track. And I think that, you know, that does good, I guess, for, you know, personally, I guess, clubhouse morale sort of in a particular player's favor when they can come over to a new team and contribute right away. I think that kind of, you know, kind of you know, I guess adds to the enjoyment of the new experience, and the teammates sort of you know, accept you a little more readily, I think.
How important is that coming into a new clubhouse setting? What is there a difference between the two settings, this clubhouse and the Atlanta clubhouse?
Yeah, I think so. I think you know, some of the guys over here, you know, a little younger, I guess, and you know, still into, I guess, doing the young guy things. They're just a little more laid back atmosphere. I mean, the guys like to, you know, play some music and that kind of thing over here, which, you know, I guess is really about the only difference. But it's just a little more laid back, so I can say. I mean, it's not you know, you really can't say one's better than the other. That's just the only, you know, the biggest difference I see.